very special to our lives personally, to Patty and I. We said we would not cry, and we're not going to cry. But somebody get some Kleenexes anyways. What a joy. I prayed for our children while they were in their mother's womb, that they would love and serve God all the days of their lives. I'm thankful that I got three sons that love the Lord tonight and that serve God with all of their heart. I'm thankful that God hears our prayer, even when our kids are moving in one direction. The Bible says that train them up, speak into their lives, speak over their lives, pray for them even when they seem to be outside of God's will. Believe God in all things. And he's faithful. He will bring them back right to the place. Come on, do you believe that tonight? I wish I could stand here tonight and say, our family is perfect. We've always been perfect. The only one in our family is that way is my wife. Did you hear that, honey? People amen you. They know you. But God never calls the perfect, does he? God never calls everybody that has it all together. He never lays just his hand on just anyone. He says, whosoever will, let them come. Many are called, few are chosen. And I learned a long time ago, the ones that he chooses are the ones that simply, they answer the call and say, here I am, Lord, send me, I'll go. Dangerous words to say when you say, Lord, here I am, send me. Tonight, as we gather together, we honor the Lord. And Ryan, I'm so thankful for everyone that's here, all the ministry, the pastors that have come. And I'd love to have each one of you come up and talk, but we'd be here till 11 o'clock, and I don't want to do that. But I want you to make sure that when you're up here that you look around, these men and women and your family, your church family that is here tonight. They love you. They stand with you. This moment will be here and gone. I'm starting a series. I started the last Sunday on landmark moments. We go through and experience landmark moments that I can look back and I can reflect on. I remember the first time when we looked at Ryan as a little boy. My goodness, we were wondering. We're bringing him to church, and it's like he just comes and leaves. And then all of a sudden, one day, we saw his eyes closed and his hands just like this, and he was worshiping the Lord at just a young age. I remember when we were meeting at the YWCA. Do we have any YWCAers that were at that? Yeah, got some hands going up here. And as a young boy, Ryan would say, Dad, I'll set up the church. We'd set up on a Saturday night and tear down on Sunday after church. He'd go up there. We had a guy that used to work on the farm years ago. His name was Leroy Beats. That was really his name. And he would come and pick Ryan up as a young boy, drive him up to the Y on a Saturday. They'd begin to set up the chairs. He'd come home and Ryan say, Dad, I set up 25 more. I go, you did? He goes, yeah, Dad, if we set the chairs up, I believe God's going to fill them. And you know what happened? The chairs kept on getting filled up. He'd set up more. I'm thinking, like, I got the heat on me. I better deliver on Sunday morning. But we all come to learn that it's not about what you can do. It's about what he can do. He asked us to trust him. All of a sudden, Ryan come home later and later. I was wondering, where is he? I told Patty one night, I'm going to sneak up there. I know he's up. He's probably up there. He's got some girls up there or something. Who knows what's going on? I'll never forget, I walked up that little side there, and there's windows in there, and he's up front. He's got his own little worship team going on. He's a young boy, 15 years old. This kid, he couldn't stand, look anybody in the eye. He couldn't talk in front of anybody. If I asked him to say something, he'd run. And all of a sudden, when the hand of the Lord comes on a person, their lives begin to change. Amen. That's a great time for you just to put your hands together for the goodness of God. You're not leaving me. I want to begin this process tonight. Pastor Ron Bergio and Pastor Ron Domina are going to help me in just a few minutes. But I want to communicate the statement of purpose, and thank you, Pastor Ron Bergio, for helping me with this, that throughout history, God has always called workers to carry out his will. Noah was chosen to survive the flood and save his family through the building of the ark. Abraham, the man of faith, was selected as God's forerunner for the nation of Israel. Moses, the man of God, was called to deliver his people from bondage. Jesus chose 12 to be his apostles. The early church set apart those called to do a special work through prayer and the laying on of hands. We come today formally to ordain Ryan Martin McDonald to the work for which God has called him to. We seek to honor only Christ, and Ryan is being set apart for that very purpose. Tonight, something beautiful is going to take place right before your eyes. This time I'd like Pastor Ron Domina, if you'd come up.
Ryan, this is a test. Ryan, do you believe with all your heart you have been called by God to be a fivefold ordained equipping minister? Do you now in the presence of this body commit yourself to this trust and responsibility? Will you be diligent in the reading and the study of the scripture and in seeking the knowledge of the word of God to make you stronger and more able as a minister of Christ's presence? Will you endeavor to minister the word of God and proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of Christ, seeking to lead people into the presence, the power, and the grace of God? We minister to them the truth of God as contained in the scripture and strive in every way to bring them to a more perfect knowledge of Christ. We undertake to be a faithful pastor to all who you are called to serve, laboring together with them and with your fellow ministers to build the body of Christ. And will you do your best to pattern your life and that of your family in accordance with the teaching of the Word of God, so they may be a wholesome example to the people God has called you to lead? Will you persevere in prayer, both in public and private, asking God for his grace, both for yourself and for others, and offer all your labor to God through the mediation of Jesus Christ and to the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit? Do you accept the faith and order of City Church, LifeNet Apostolic Network? We be loyal to your pastor and to this church and to LifeNet Apostolic Network, that you may be more and more a fruitful branch of the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide, cherishing brotherly love toward all followers of Christ everywhere, and seek the peace and the growth of the kingdom of God, no matter where you may be called to serve. You've been called to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. At this particular season in your life, to do that through the pastoral care, counsel, and instruction you will give them. God has anointed you. And we all here tonight recognize that call upon your life. And we rejoice with you. To which all the pastors who are here say, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ron Domino. Pastor Ron Bergio.
Thank you, Pastor. Number one, I want to bring greetings from the president of the Veland Fellowship. He could not be here tonight, Pastor Chris Ball. My son Jonathan left for vacation today, called up, made sure to tell you, Brian, that he really wanted to be here, just couldn't, and he gives you his love. It's a real privilege for me to be here, and great work that God has done right here at City Church, right here in the heart of Batavia. And it's a real honor, Ryan, for me to give you a charge. I'm going to give you a charge that something God has given me over the last few months. In fact, I shared it with some pastors this morning. A couple weeks, I'll be in Egypt ministering to 250 pastors from all over Egypt, my wife and I. And this is one of the messages I'm going to give them. I'm going to give it to you. And what I call this is private lives define public leaders. It was the Puritan John Owen who said, a minister may fill his pews, his communion roll, the mouths of the public, but what a minister is on his knees in secret before God Almighty, that he is and no more. What John Owen had right almost 400 years ago is still true today. There's a number of things that are very important about the Christian leader. The number of gifts and talents God has given you. But after all these years of serving the Lord, almost 50 years I've been serving him, there is one common denominator that defines every leader in the same way. No matter how large your church is, no matter how small your church is, no matter what ministry you have, the common denominator is this: who they are behind closed doors. God sees everything we do, like our wives and our children. They can see who we are at home as well as we are at church. A healthy private life means a healthy leader. A number of private areas define a Christian leader: their marriage, absolutely, their parenting, their communication, their language, their private devotion. And that's the one I want to speak to today. I want to speak to you about your private devotion. I was so impressed that your dad said when he snuck up there at 15 years old, saw you worshiping the Lord. You see, it's behind closed doors who we really are. It says in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. None of us are perfect. Your dad started out with that. His mercies are new every morning. His compassions, they fail not. Great is his faithfulness. But his grace is there for all of us and all of our weaknesses. It says in 1 Timothy, if you lay all these instructions before the brethren, Paul was talking to his protege, Timothy, you will be a worthy steward and a good minister of Christ Jesus, ever nourishing your own self on the truths of the faith and of the good Christian instruction which you have closely followed. These are words for you, Ryan. But refuse and avoid irreverent legends, profane and impure and godless fictions, mere grandmother's tales, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, and silly myths, and express your disapproval of them. Train yourself. It's toward godliness, piety. This is one of the greatest scriptures I know of in the scriptures. Train yourself in godliness, piety, keeping yourself spiritually fit. For physical training is of some value, useful for a little while, a little, but godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise for the present life, also for the life which is to come. Finally, the great apostle said this: meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Ryan Martin McDonald. God sees you as his man, his man of faith. His mercies are new every morning, and his grace is there for every weakness to strengthen you. God bless you.
Thank you. I hadn't planned this, but I felt earlier today, Pastor Mike Cavanaugh, if you would just come and greet. Ryan has such high esteem for you, and I feel like I would be amiss if I didn't have you just come up and speak into his life here just a moment. Would you come, Pastor Mike? Pastor Mike Cavanaugh, the president of Elam Bible College.
Well, Ryan, I have the greatest respect for you. I hope you feel that and know that. You've made a tremendous impression on my life. I've ministered to you, but you've ministered to me as much, and just been a source of tremendous encouragement. I feel so privileged to join with these other leaders that are here and your whole family, spiritual family in this place, to be here with you tonight and this special time. Ryan was talking with me, and he said, I feel weird being the center of everything. And, we know the Lord is the center of everything, but when we lay our hands on you, we're affirming what you, I think, already know, the tremendous anointing, the tremendous hand of God that's upon your life. And you have a tremendous destiny. Great things are ahead. Don't allow momentary discouragements to cause you to lose any of that light. You are a man of destiny. And I feel very privileged to just be a small part of your story. It's going to be great days ahead. Bless you, buddy.
Thank you so much. Sam, I think it'd be good for you and the boys to come up and stand next to them. And I'd like every pastor, if you would, to come up and just lay your hands on Ryan, and I want to pray over him, but I'd love it if each one of you would just come, lay your hands on their family and him, and just, let's just take a moment, if you would, and pray over him together tonight. Congregation, would you pray with us as well, and just extend your hand if you're able to towards Ryan and his family tonight. Jesus, you are.
the two of you. There is an anointing. There is a hand that's also being extended to your children. And you are a team together in this calling and in this destiny that you have. Don't let anything work to divide you. Don't let anything work to separate you or to somehow create any kind of a distance. This is a united activity. And the two of you together, you know, even as the Bible describes that synergy where one shall send 1,000, but two 10,000. And we believe that that same synergy exists with the two of you. One 1,000, but two 10,000. Never allow anything at all, to create any false separation. You are united for a great and powerful purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this young man and his wife and family. We speak the blessing of God over their life and ministry, that the anointing of the Lord would increase 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray fruit. I pray covering in the name of Jesus. I pray revelation in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, success in the eyes of heaven, and not to be concerned what man thinks about success. Lord, illuminate his mind as he seeks your face. Lord, you would reveal yourself to him for himself and his people and those he ministers to. Lay your hand upon him even greater this day, Father. In Jesus' name, we bless him. We bless his wife and his family and his boys' ministry. Protection, Lord God, in Jesus' name. That the armor of God would be on him all day, every day, in the name of the Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
It says in the Word of God, Ryan, in Hebrews, that even when Abraham reached the promised land given to him, he then again walked by faith. Ryan, you have come to this place today by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it will be a walk of faith, a journey of faith. For success is not where you are at today, but it's all the things that have brought you to this day, and all the things that will continue to work in your life as the days and months and years go on. For you have come here by faith, and you shall live by faith. For the just shall live by faith. And you are a just and righteous man. And I speak a blessing over your wife and your children today. Strength and grace in their lives. Lord, thank you for this. As I was already said, this is a team. Lord, this is a team, a family. Oh God, serving you, we bless them as we lay hands on them today in the name of Jesus.
Sam, I was reminded several years ago when we went to the tabernacle and you were pregnant with Andrew. And I can't think of the pastor's name from Louisville, Kentucky. Pastor Bob will come to me later. And he laid his hands on you. He said, the world has enough doctors and lawyers. It needs more preachers. And so I feel that generationally here extending. Lord, I pray as I lay my hands on my son tonight, I anoint him to the work of the service of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your hand would be upon him. Lord, that as he speaks, the very oracle of God would flow from his lips. And he would see hearts and lives change. God, you've put a passion in him to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, to bring life to the broken, to bring hope to those who are hopeless, God. I pray for an increase of that anointing upon his life. I pray, God, that you will give him favor in every area that he goes with government, Lord, with those in high positions, open doors that no man can open, God, for him. And Lord, as you promote and use him, I thank you for the humble heart that you have already ingrained in him. Lord, we just give you thanks and praise for Sam tonight, for her calling. Lord, we anoint her tonight to do what you have called her to and multiply, multiply, multiply into her life, God. I thank you, Lord, for the ministry that you have given her, that you have set her apart to. And even as we speak now, Lord, that you are increasing that. Lord, that you're giving her favor, I pray. And Lord, she'll lay hands on children. She'll see great things, mighty things happen because she obeys you. Lord, for Andrew and for Ryan Jr. tonight, God, we anoint them as well, this entire family, to serve the purposes and the plans of God. Now, God, tonight, for Ryan Martin McDonald, we affirm his calling. We affirm his calling, and we recognize you setting him apart for the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless him, his family, and the work of his hands now in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Pastor Marty, I want you to come and stand beside your son. Come stand beside your son. Jerry, come over. Jerry. This is a God thing. We teach them to our children. And our children follow in the ways. And when you train them when they're young, they'll follow in the ways. Any other family? Ben, where are you? Come on up here. You're a team. And I know that, Ryan, as you've sought this and you tried to walk out what you felt God was calling you to do, you've sought much counsel and gotten much input. But it is our privilege today to lay hands on both of you. I thank you, Lord. There's no fear. It's not competition. This is team ministry. You're going to do something powerful, and you're already doing something powerful. We see the fruit of it already. And it's our joy to stand with this family and with this father and this son and with the rest of his grandchildren and his sons there with him and his wife and declare what a joyous day this is. So we want to pray a special anointing over you as you walk together. Yes, one could do it. Put 1,000 of light, but two can put 10,000. We believe that the manifold presence of the anointing as you work together will be multiplied in the fruit that comes through your ministry over and over again. Would you pray for that?
Father, I'm grateful that your word says the righteous man walks in his integrity. How blessed are his children after him. We have a picture here in front of this family of faith of a righteous man and a righteous woman who have walked in their integrity, and their children are blessed after them. That instead of passing along their brokenness, they have passed along blessing. They have broken curses. They have broken chains. And have freed their children to run free in the field of God. God, how we thank you for that precious picture. And I pray, God, for the blessing that has been on Pastor Marty to rest and reside deeply inside Pastor Ryan. God, I have known these men to be men of humility. Those are the people that you honor. You stand in opposition to the prideful. But you raise up and you exalt those who humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. May that be the case for Ryan. May that be the case in a continuing way for Pastor Marty. That as they humble themselves under your mighty hand, you will lift them up. As you desire in due season at just the right time for just the right purposes. So God, with the heart of Jesus, a heart of humility,
The one who, though was Son of God, made himself of no reputation, taking the very form of a servant, being made in the likeness of man, he humbled himself, even unto death, the death of the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, that at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow and every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May we have the humility of Jesus and surrender ourselves day in and day out to his lordship, so that people might see the life of Jesus in us. The world doesn't need more people who are puffed up, who are prideful, who are living for their own ambition. The world needs to see Jesus. May they do so, and how you have set this up in such a blessed way that this son has watched that in his father and his mother. May the same thing reside in him for the glory of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stand here. Don't leave. City Church, stand, please. Stretch out your hand and declare with me, we bless you. May the Spirit of God be mighty upon you. And we receive the anointing that will flow from you to equip us for the work of our ministry and the harvest that you're bringing through City Church and the rest of his church in Batavia. We thank God for you. It is our honor to serve with you. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends and family, would you welcome the Reverend Ryan Martin McDonald. We're going to close in prayer. Now listen, next door in the Generation Center, we've prepared something. We're a fellowship bunch of people, and we need you tonight. And you'll have an opportunity to go up to Ryan and Samantha and the kids and hug them and tell them anything you want. Yeah. So I want to pray, and I just thank God for this moment tonight. This is a landmark, Rye. I'm so proud of you. Your dad. Honey, come on up here. Ben, come on up here. Amanda, all the kids, come on up here with me. All of you, come on up here. Sam, come on up, boys. Mike Garrett had a business trip planned months ago. He couldn't get out of it, and he felt terrible about it. But life will go on. Look at these grandkids. Aren't they the best looking grandkids in the world, or what? We'll pray tonight. Father, thank you. A landmark moment that we can celebrate your goodness and your kindness. Lord, we just give you glory and praise. I pray, Lord, that in a season in our culture when there's so much appearance of strife and division, I pray that you will continually bring us together to love one another, Lord, like you have loved us. Bless your people, I pray tonight. Bless every family here, I pray. And bless the food that we're going to partake of next door, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. I love you. Hug somebody before you go. Right next door, you all know where the Generation Center is. If you need any help with that, just follow somebody that's moving in that way, okay? Okay.